Devontae, obviously Brett's been here 3 years, but a lot of what he's done has been in obscurity behind Aaron. You've seen him a lot more than what we have. What is it that you've seen from him since he's been here that gives you confidence in him?
Well, I mean, the main thing is who he's been behind for 3 years. I mean, you can talk about all that, but, I mean, he's still getting reps in practice, and he's still getting a lot of live looks going against our defense. So, you know, and he does a good job against them. So I feel like if you can go out and do well on our team, then, you know, he's proved himself to be able to go out and be worthy of throwing passes on Sunday.
How do you take advantage of a defense, whether it be the Saints or, you know, in the next couple of weeks after that? Teams that think, oh, we can go after this guy. We can, you know, sell the house and go after a young quarterback, an inexperienced guy, basically, and get him to turn the ball over and make mistakes. How do you take advantage of an over-aggressive defense trying to exploit Brett?
Well, for me, just winning early, making sure I'm giving him somewhere to go with the ball so he's not under duress. You don't want him panicking back there or yeah, for the wideouts, I mean, for us, it's just separation and making sure he has somewhere to go.
Is the game plan different? A lot different? Noticeably different?
I mean, it's a lot of the same stuff, man. I mean, Brett's a smart dude, and he's a really smart dude. So it's nothing that we had to slow down or anything for him. Just kind of figuring out what makes him most comfortable back there. And I feel like throughout the week, we install what we want to install, and then the rest of the week we'll be just kind of getting in what we like and then getting out what we don't like.
His ability to extend with his legs, I'm not saying it's a talent similarity, but stylistically it's Aaron, obviously that's a big part of your offense as well. Does it kind of keep some sense of normalcy for you that you've got a quarterback that can still do those things out of the pocket and that's still going to be, you're going to be asked to do kind of the same stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't try to get Aaron out of the pocket. We run our routes, and then if he moves, then we adjust accordingly. So it's nothing different from us. We're still going to run routes, and then when we see him moving around, and, you know, if he needs help, then we'll help him out.
Dude, we only get to see you guys at practice, like, during the day. We know you're here. What's the feel without kind of Aaron leading this, because he's been doing this for so long as the leader behind the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. It's a little different, but it's nothing that we can't all get adjusted to. And I think Brett is, the more comfortable he becomes to get in there, it'll kind of be just like normal for us. So just making sure we do everything we can to just get him as comfortable as possible.
How do you do that? What are some of the things that you guys can help him with?
Well, I mean, not that he needs it, but positive reinforcement. Obviously, let him know he's doing a good job out there, and he did a great job today. Just like I said, giving him somewhere to go with the ball, being open, just being as crisp, making sure we repeat things we need to repeat so he gets a clean look at it.
Devontae, Mike this morning said one of the things he liked about the way Brett reacted, because things obviously weren't going well. He got hit a lot in Minneapolis. There were a lot of breakdowns, but he handled himself well. Why is body language from that position so important to the rest of the team?
Because, I mean, the quarterback is the leader of the offense, leader of the team in most cases. So, I mean, the more up he's feeling, the more it'll rub off on the rest of us. And, you know, you want him to be as up as possible. So if he's down, then it's going to get us down, which, you know, it'll kind of reflect in his play as well. So I think just making sure that the more positive he can be, and the more, you know, especially with the injuries and all that stuff that we got going on, all that stuff will help him out.
The touchdown you had, you caught from him, how much of that was improv, and how much did that kind of show that you're already maybe on a good wavelength with him?
Well, I mean, for us, we want to make sure no matter who's back there, we're keeping our eyes on them, get them somewhere to go. So for me, it was just running my route, and then it didn't come on time. So he stepped up and then made a great play. That's a veteran-type play to step up in the pocket like that and still keep your eyes downfield. And he threw a great ball, and the rest was history.
Kind of a different topic, Roger Goodell talking about everything that's going on. You guys stay in the locker room. You want to keep the main thing the main thing. What exactly does that mean for people that may not understand?
Just keep what we're after, our main focus, and block out all the rest of the stuff that doesn't matter. Because, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that's going on around this world, outside the locker room, different teams or whatever, that doesn't concern us. And, you know, there's some that does, obviously, that you want to make sure you focus on, but not bring too much into what we're trying to accomplish here in this locker room.
Hey, what do you see on this Saints defense, which battered around the first couple of weeks, but pretty opportunistic last week for sure?
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen on film, they got a lot of young guys out there running around. They got some energy. So we just got to exceed that and just bring a little bit more than what they come with. And, you know, I like our matchups every week against whoever, so.